Hi. I was at a political meeting about a month ago, says this WhatsApp. A DA leader, a woman often speaks on Cape Talk, said the 100 rand penalty for water stays, so the 150 rand for electricity. Forgot her name, Anthea says. The other WhatsApp here says, hi, Refilwe. Pick and Pay is not cheap. They often put something as a special, but then it's the normal price. But they irritate me when they say they only keep a few till points open and let the people wait for long. I'm busy, so I go to Checkers. Eugene Paul, voting with his feet. Good morning. I stopped going to Pick and Pay years ago because I felt they treat me like an idiot. They do the save sign trick and also put the more affordable items right at the bottom of the shelf or very top. Do they really think I'm that stupid? When they stopped stocking the more affordable brands, I said cheers, and I took my little bit of money elsewhere. That's from Lynn in Fishhook. I'm curious whether this is a similar experience that you have. It feels as though we're all feeling shortchanged, whether it's from the electricity or at least from the city of Cape Town or from our retailers that we're going to. The person who definitely is not shortchanged, though, is Rob Bendele, the official winner of Survivor South Africa Island of Secrets. He is in studio with us, and I am terribly gutted that I'm not in studio today. As a reminder, we are broadcasting to you live from Spear Wine Farm today. We actually spoke to the Spear team earlier on sustainability and people. Listen to our interview on capetalk.co.za if you missed it. And it being Friday the 13th, don't forget we are highlighting the song that came out on this day in 1965, The Beatles, yesterday. It has prompted us to ask one another what our favorite Beatles song is. Is it possible to even find one? I am determined to by 9 o'clock. Do join us in the open line in a little bit, but first, join me in chatting. Rob Bendele, the winner of Survivor.
This is Cape Talk.
Now, Rob Bendele is the drop-dead gorgeous, exotic Trevor Noah lookalike on the show. So is he described by the show. I would say Trevor Noah is lucky to be described in that sentence. His dad is Austrian, his mother is Zulu, and even though he grew up mainly in the Zulu culture, he embraces and celebrates his unique identity. He's been a bodybuilder and MMA fighter and has climbed Mount Kilimanjaro, but for him, everything is about the energy. He's into Zen, meditation, peace, balance, and spiritual enlightenment. Before he outwits, outplays, and outlasts, his game strategy was to outcharm his teammates and rivals alike. He dominated that game both socially and physically, winning five individual immunity idols. And yet he seems so humble about it too. Good morning, Rob. Welcome to Breakfast with Refilwe.
Good morning, Refilwe. Thank you so much for having me.
And congratulations. I'm listening to you giggling at what I'm reading about you. Yeah. Do you not believe it? Is any of it wrong?
No, it's all true. It's all true.
Yes, we love it. Please tell us, first of all, how does it feel to be the winner of the grand prize?
It's a bit surreal. Like, I think it still needs to sink in, to be honest.
All right. I did definitely miss, I didn't have an opportunity to watch the actual finale. Yeah. But I'm curious, were there any moments where you didn't think it was going to happen?
I kind of suspected this was the outcome when I left the island already. But when I saw 4 votes for Nicole, I started sweating a bit there, I won't lie. But she deserved the vote she got. She played a phenomenal game as well.
All right, fantastic. I mean, to be honest, I don't know if you felt that way because you knew you'd played the game very well, or are you a big Survivor fan and understanding of what tactics you require to get to the final stages?
I have been a fan of Survivor since I was young, but I kind of lost touch with it. And then I really got into season 5 and season 6. And that, I think, reignited the Survivor spark within me. But when I went into the game, I kind of knew that I couldn't have a very long-term plan. I had to sort of wing it and adapt with the game because a game like Survivor is constantly changing every moment. So you have to move with it.
Well, you say, in fact, I'm a chameleon. I can be anything you want me to be.
Correct.
Is that a winning strategy in the game and in business and life?
It is definitely. I'm fortunate to have a multicultural background, so I really do understand and I can relate to people from different backgrounds in life because I have spent life, you know, a lot of life abroad as well, learning from my father's side of the family and my mom's side of the family. Mm-hmm. So I really can adapt to different people very quickly, and it's a beautiful gift to have.
KwaZulu, so it's really nice to hear Zulu being spoken here, especially when people are always pushing me into this closer. Listen, tell me something. I mean, you're obviously a walking billboard for diversity, for the case for diversity to create success. Not only were you the one to win the grand prize, what never actually happens is that you also won the fan favorite. Which one of these do you prefer or do you hold in far higher regard?
Yeah, it's incredible because there's supposed to be a curse in Survivor that you're the winner never wins a vehicle, so I broke that curse.
I'm impressed, but I mean, you know, on the one hand, your fellow contestants definitely put in a great deal of work and are deserving of having a view of you, having spent that time out in the islands.
Yeah.
And at the same time, you know, you love to know the fan favorite because they get to see all of you as they get to see all of you as contestants, not only what you saw while you were on the island, but you know, the background conversations that are had off to camera. So they get a full sense of the human being.
Correct.
So which one means more?
To me, obviously, the fans, honestly, I won't lie. It's just incredible how South Africa has embraced me, and they've seen all the different sides of me. They've seen the good, and they've also seen the schema inside of me, and they accept me as I am. So it's incredible. Thank you so much for embracing me. And I genuinely do appreciate the love and support. It's been incredible.
That's fantastic. You are ready for stardom, my dear. All right. So we've been gracious as you are now in terms of responding to that question. And you were also incredibly gracious to your fellow castaways right up until the very end of the show. Is there anything that you regret in terms of being nice to somebody who it turned out wasn't so good to you?
No, honestly, I love those people. You know, something they don't show in the game is that we get along far better than you see. Obviously, for the sake of the show, there's only limited time. They do show us in survivor mode, the, you know, the scheming side of the game. But we actually get along far better than you guys realize because we really love each other. We sit around the fire. We sing sometimes because we're away from our families. We're away from everybody else. So we really latch onto each other. And I came out of the game knowing that I love people in that game. There's a lot of people that I know will be friends with me for life. I really am grateful for them.
That's incredible. Amongst your many talents between the bodybuilding, MMA, all of the rest, you're also a videographer. How comfortable are you with being in front of the camera now instead of on a consistent basis instead of behind it?
Yeah, it's sort of switched around. But I am happy that I have that experience behind the camera, so I do kind of understand how that works. But it is a lot more fun being in front of the camera now. I really do enjoy it. It was a lot of fun watching myself. It was nice.
Oh, we enjoy watching you too.
Thank you.
So, Rob, what's next for you?
I'm not 100% sure yet. I still need to figure that out. But, I mean, I look at a guy like Nico Panaccio, and I love what he does. I love how he does it. He's definitely a positive influence on others, and I wish I could become the same because I am a normal guy from a very small town. And if I can inspire anyone, that goes a long way.
I'm looking forward to hearing from you also what you think you're going to do with the – is that where you're going to put your cash in the main?
I was a financial advisor for a number of years, so I do know what I need to do with the money, and which is basically put it away and just invest it wisely.
I have no advice for you. These are brilliant, brilliant plans.
Thank you so
Seriously,
much
though, congratulations, Rob. Thank you so much for joining us on Breakfast with Rufula. We are excited to stay with you on this journey. And so we'd love to have you back in the studio with us. My apologies for not being there. Of course, we are out at Spear. All the best and congrats for
Thank
a fantastic win, both on the main prize as well as the fan prize.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much
for having me. Of course, that's Rob Bentele, the winner of Survivor South Africa, Island of Secrets.